Bueno, we here. That's how you start. Look, every good show starts like that.
Well, that's right.
We here.
El Basement we are here.
What day is it
today?
Today is the
20th. Today's Monday, December 28th.
December 28th.
6:52 p.m.
We are less than 3 days away from saying bye to like what has to be the worst year collectively for people. Collectively, I'm saying. Some people had great times. But collectively, 2020.
Yeah. 2020 has been...
A lot of people died.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
2020 took a lot of people.
Yeah.
Shit. It's a family for me.
Yeah. Same. Well, extended family. My mom's cousin passed away from COVID in Ecuador. So, but I never got to meet her, but I'm just saying.
I was actually very, I laughed my ass off today. I was over at Pulso, and I was just scrolling through my feed, and I seen a flyer for a party that's coming up. And it's, I think there's a spot, it's called Like or some shit like that. But the party is a New Year's flyer. You know, all New Year's flyers always kind of look alike, you know, man, the ball dropping or some shit. But the fucking words on it said, fuck 2020.
Yeah.
New Year's celebration. I was like, that
fuck
sounds like a party.
Legit.
I mean, at least we're on the same mind frame. You get me?
Yeah.
You get me? Fuck 2020. Yeah. I agree. It's
you
like,
know what, though? 2020.
I don't know about Happy New Year, but I know fuck last year. You get me? I don't know if it's going to be Happy New Year. We wish. No, I'm saying right now, everybody's coming into
this
new
year.
Like, I don't know if it's going to be a Happy New Year, but I know fuck last year.
More than anything. I don't know. You know, sometimes you got to go through some shit, get out of it, and then just look back and see how much you've grown. And I kind of feel like that about 2020. I do agree with you when you're saying fuck 2020 and, you know, in regards to all the people that passed away, that's horrible. Like, I feel bad for them. I feel bad for the families, and may they rest in peace. But this has been a year for me to grow in so many different ways in my life. I'm very grateful for that.
Word. I mean, like, tell me a little bit more about you. I mean, for the people that don't know, what's your name?
My name is Giselle Mack on social media.
That's not your name, you know. I know. No, I'm playing. Alright, no, me Giselle
Mack. My name,
Mack.
Giselle Mack. Look me up. Social media, all my platforms, Giselle Mack.
The Mack Daddy of them all.
Yeah.
She's a queen bee. The reason that I asked her here is because she's an entrepreneur. She owns a business, a retail store. Alright. She's out here. She's making moves. Business. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So I've had multiple businesses, but the one that he's talking about is specifically Joyería La Guadalupana.
Which is, I believe that's when I met you, right away you told me about La Guadalupana and you told me about Bedrock.
Yeah, so the way it started is...
Nigga, I just got you closer to the mic and you just
you know
went
what happened?
Back
the
up
feedback
me.
is too crazy if I get too close.
Oh, so you're saying you're hearing yourself
a little bit
too loud? I could
yeah.
just turn on your headphones.
Oh, okay, yeah. Can you do that for me, please? I didn't want to interrupt.
Nah, it's okay.
Wait,
just keep talking.
Yeah, so we started 21 years ago. Actually, in
and
all actuality... yeah.
Thank you, Giselle.
In all actuality,
you make my job so much easier.
In all actuality, my mom started this business with my dad. My dad was like the repair guy. My mom was a salesperson. And I've been in this business legit since I was like 7. In a way where like I was just tagging along with my mom because I had to. And she would show me the ropes. I would always tell her like in Spanish, I'll be like, Mom, estoy harta de vender ollas. I didn't know how to say joyas, so I would say ollas. Like, Mom, like, please, like,
that's
estoy cansada de vender ollas y ollas y ollas. And my mom would laugh, and, like, she'd be like, oh, she's saying ollas instead of ollas. Like, we gotta go. We gotta go get this check. So we would go door to door in Jonesboro, Fayetteville, Riverdale, off of Terra Boulevard. Shout out to all the people that live in Clayton County.
In the hood.
It wasn't the hood back then, though. Like, I don't even know if they feel like you it is the hood
old.
Now, though.
You ain't that old, my nigga.
But do Clayton County people feel like they're living in the hood? Like, yes. Think about it.
I mean, I'm not saying like everybody has a hood mentality in Clayco, but I'm saying Everybody knows that they stay in Clayco. Them Red Dogs out there, boy.
What does that mean? Like, if Clayton County police. It's like staying
no fucking,
in Brooklyn back in the day.
Out on motherfuckers. You get me? They jump out.
I mean, but
out
they're like that in Georgia regardless.
Nah. They ain't jump out boys like them Red Dogs. Clayco is known for that shit. It's like,
really?
Yo, y'all,
I didn't know
y'all
that.
Chilling right here, but they don't come like, oh, no, they jump out. It's just like, brah, 19 of them hoes out of like one car.
God.
Yeah, and again,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Clayco, yeah.
That's interesting.
They jump out.
That's so interesting. Yeah. So we've been in this business for 21 years. And
21
we've been,
years of selling gold. Yes. I started door-to-door. When did it become a brick and mortar?
An official
store?
Business? It was May 11th?
It was a business. Yeah, I was making money. When did it become a brick and mortar operation?
Officially brick and mortar, May 11th, 1999. It was officiated.
I remember May 11th, 1999.
Yeah. You remember it was smooth operator. Yeah, I don't even know if that song came out.
I don't think that would be awesome
if that song came out on that day, that year.
That would be the luck of like the Irish, dude.
No, like I won the lottery. So, yeah.
So, all right, 1999. This is before 9/11. Mm-hmm. This is before the recession.
Yeah.
This is before the housing. This is like. You guys went in business during the dot-com boom.
Yep, we sure did.
That's when y'all said, let me open a retail store while everybody's going like, dot-com.
No, not everybody. People were slow as hell. Literally, almost the entire world was like, no. Like, they didn't know what that was, you know? Gary Vee, on the other hand, he was on it, right? He was 100%. He knew. Like, it's like he had this crystal ball that we have right here, and...
They could be able to see it, but you know, she's the red dragon queen.
I'm the red dragon queen right now. Thing is, like, today
they would never
know
exactly what you mean right now. They probably think that, what does that mean?
Okay, so we try to set up lighting and everything for a video, but see, what had happened
was.
This
is our chill lighting. You know that this is our chill lighting.
Yeah. What had happened was, I've had a rough day today, honestly, y'all. Like, I'm not even gonna front. I really have. Like, I've been feeling really emotional about a good friend of mine that is really ill, and he's a good guy, and I don't want to see him feel sad or be ill and he's just like to the point where his name is Caesar.
Holy
his
shit,
name is
I'm
Caesar
right
Lopez.
I'm sorry.
And I don't.
I'm talking about the same person.
Yeah, CeeLo.
I just had a brain fart right there.
Yeah.
CeeLo.
I was like, oh who God. In the world? CeeLo, Caesar. Yeah. So I don't even know why we're saying his name right now. But you know what, bro? The reason why is because I honestly, like, wholeheartedly love you. And I want to put it out there into the airwaves. Like, let God hear me. Let the angels hear me. Let everybody that believes in God, like, pray together and heal you. Because that's what I want ultimately. And I apologize for bringing up your name. I shouldn't have.
That was me, actually. I brought it up because the reason that I know CeeLo's, you know him as a friend, a personal friend and everything like that. You know, we've interacted very little. But I want him to hear this right now. Long time ago, I want to say this was 2005, 2006. Mm-hmm. It was the day after Halloween. It was on November 1st. And Aventura came to perform at this venue called Earthlink Live.
Mm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Which is center stage now, I believe. Right? And CeeLo is going to be smiling by this point. Because CeeLo's and Ricky Furman opened up the show.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, it's a bachata concert. I went to that concert with my mother, and my two older brothers. We went like as a family to a concert, you know. And
I love it.
Yeah, we had a great time.
That
it was great.
Spanish
it was like
swag.
One of the first times.
Like,
that
come on,
my
mama,
brothers,
let's go party.
You know, like we're kind of like already like older and whatnot, not kids. You know what I mean?
Wait, you went with who?
My brothers.
Yo,
my,
you went
my
with your
brothers.
I thought you said your mother.
And my mother. She came with us.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. They're like we was all grown, so like we went. I mean, actually, I was just like 18 probably at the time, right? But mm-hmm. You know, mom dudes came through. We just, we had nothing to do. Let's go. So, It was a great experience. Ricky Furman was performing, and like my brother, Gabriel and Ray, they knew that I love making beats, and I love making, like, I was like trying to learn how to make beats, but I had always liked to rap, so I would always like be writing and rapping at home and shit like that. But that was just me in my room. I didn't share that. Only my brothers knew that, right? And one of these, and Ricky Furman and Cito's are performing on stage, and my brother, you know, he sees that I'm like transfixed and shit like that. You know, not like, you know, like, because, okay, I left New York like right before reggaeton like popped off in New York. So I came to Atlanta and disconnected from Latin life completely, because I moved to like a side of town that there was not a lot of Latin people. I mean, I'm talking about like in my graduating class, it was 12 Latinos. Mm-hmm. When I first went, it was like a table of three.
Yeah.
They like automatically.
But wait, before you go into that direction, what happened with Caesar and at the concert?
Okay, this is what I'm saying. Okay. I was going with the whole story. You fucked me up. I still had the connecting. I had the weave.
Okay.
I'm saying I was completely cut off, you know, from like Latin, you know, music and stuff like that. It's just, you know, like stuff that I heard from home, right? And so to go to this bachata concert, right? Because Aventura. And to see reggaeton artists, I had never seen a reggaeton artist before. Mm-hmm. And my brother elbowed me. He's like, Raymond, you could do this. And my brother's never ever like showed any kind of like support or anything like that with the music and stuff like that. But you know, like that was the first time like he gave me like a nod, like, you know, like, yo, you could do this. And I remember I just stayed there looking at him like, yeah. Like about 8 months later, I was on stage for the first time performing. But that inspired it. CeeLo's and Ricky Furman. Wow. Never forget that for the rest of my life. I remember Ricky Furman stopping the music. Yo, después de esto, we go to La Cueva.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember La Cueva.
Were you one of their dancers?
No.
Because, look, I've always looked at you like you was with that. Nah, okay, so that's not you then.
No. I thought it was you. There's no way. Yeah, I mean, I love to be out there and dance.
It was
but
pop,
I wasn't
driving in.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't like one of their dancers. Like,
nah,
no.
I think. Actually, let me not speak of.
Yeah. So, oh, maybe it was Gina.
Yes, it was Gina.
Yeah, it was Gina. Gina does that. Gina would pop like and drop it on all of y'all's ass.
No. It was a Regina. A Regina, not Gina. Not Photo Mike's Gina.
Oh, I don't know any.
It was
a
Regina or something. Okay. I don't know why I looked into it so much, because I was a fan.
Yeah.
You know, I connected. I swear to God, I connected with you on Mi Gente.
No.
Because that's where I connected with Ricky after I seen him at the show.
I actually don't remember. So he thinks that we met on mihente.com. I don't know if anybody remembers.
Yes, and then you added me on MySpace when MySpace became the thing.
MySpace.
And then you were just a MySpace friend. So I don't know her.
That would be really interesting for us to find out if we've met mihente.com.
You know, I don't think that there's any way to find that out, right?
I don't know.
Do you
remember
Zanga?
Does it even exist?
Look.
What's Zanga?
Back to what I was saying. CeeLo's. I want you to remember that. I've done a lot of things in this city out here, right? Not to boast, not to brag, but you played a part in inspiring that. You were on that stage. You get me? There's more life in you. All right? There's more
Chilling
life in me.
It.
There's more life in you.
Yes.
All right? So stand up, baby. I want to see you on this podcast soon. All right? Stand up, baby.
All yes. Right? Let's do this.
That's
yes.
all I wanted to say.
I mean, you
inspired greatness. Because I feel like I'm great. You get me? And I still got more great to do. So you get me?
Right.
If anything, yo, come see what you fucking did. All right? What
exactly.
you inspired. You get me?
He's got to get on the podcast somehow.
Yeah. Nah, he's going to get it. He's going to get it. I'm going to make sure. We're going to make sure.
Like, even via...
Like we're motherfucking Amazon Express, Amazon Prime, hourly, whatever.
You can just get
kick
on
down the door.
Voice memo or
we'll
something.
Send it
I don't
to
know.
The motherfucking Navy SEALs or some shit.
Yeah.
So Giselle,
what's up?
How have you done with this whole, you know, as you know, like a, as a retail store, a retail business, como una entrenadora que eres tú? Did I say that even right?
Because I'm Emprendedora.
That sounds
emprendedora.
Like emprendedora, right? Because I think I was saying empreñadora.
I'm pretty like, sure that like I said it wrong
somebody
too.
Pregnant in Dominican.
If we go back and listen to this.
Empreño.
If we go back to listen to this, I think we said the exact same word. I was trying to correct you when I said the exact same word, the exact same way.
It was like, oh, rah, no, really? I was like, yo, thank you.
Yeah. I'm like verifying that he's completely incorrect.
Services provided by La
Guadalupana. So check. Our website is oroidiamantes.com or oro.com.
All that.
All that, baby. So y'all need to come check me out. Shop with me. I guarantee all my gold. I'll make sure that all your stuff is great. I'll give you free gifts. Like, what else do y'all want from me? I'll clean your jewelry for free. A lot of these jewelers charge for stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm
ahead. But talk to me about the quality, yo.
The quality, you've seen the quality. 14 karat gold for the most part.
Talk to me about the quality. Why do you stand apart? How do you stand apart from other jewelers?
I'll tell you.
And don't talk to me about price.
No, the price is the main thing.
No. I want to talk about quality.
Okay, so aside from that.
Because I know you have this extremely, like, detailed eye. You have to
put that
into the equation.
No, I do. And we all do.
Because,
honestly,
yo,
it's a
battle
teamwork.
On price when they doing whack shit.
Mm-hmm, it's true.
But doing bomb shit, prime, grade A work at a fucking way competitive price. Now you're talking about you like, you get me?
Right.
Why aren't you charging more when you could? That means you found success in that lane.
Yeah.
And I got to give it to you.
Yeah. That's what it is, honestly.
What's that Ecuadorian music like?
Ecuadorian. We got a lot of cumbias, like a lot of merengue, salsa. Yeah, we do in the mountains. Yeah, that's like an indigenous thing. I love it. That brings out my hippie side of my life.
You a hippie
life.
For life. You hippie as
I'm
well.
I'm a hippie for life. A lot of people don't know that about
hippie,
me. I'm a hippie.
Staying trippy. You want to hear some of it?
No, I don't
know. Nah, I want to pull it up now.
What the heck he just said, but.
Talk that
I'm
shit.
I'm a hippie. What? What you talking about, Willis?
Who's Willis? Where does he come from?
You.
¿Y quién es él? ¿Y cómo fue que te? What?
How does he go? Y él no eres tú.
Damn, okay. Nigga, you just took it to like an India song after that.
Es un gran necio, un estúpido. Okay, I'm done.
Increíble.
Is that egoistic, caprichoso. Yeah.
Whatever happened to her?
She's still around. If I had her voice, buddy, I'll be out here
You
every
are not
day.
That far from it. Like, yo, go ahead. Just like, go ahead. Give me your first. Give me like, for real. Don't feel like, oh, we, you know, because look, it's just me.
It's just me.
You know me.
I don't know. I don't know which note to hit right now.
You know that India hits you on that. Like, oh, I hate that nigga shit. Mark Anthony.
I don't hate
Mark
anybody
Anthony
right
will
now,
make a
though,
group
like,
of
honestly,
biggest
I don't hate anybody,
sin.
Period.
You know?
Huh?
Really?
Wait, you know what? I just saw this video about Mark Anthony and J-Lo the other night. And I see why it didn't last.
That's kind of late.
No, it is like 10 years late.
Niggas is like, yo, we figured it out.
Yeah, it's 10 years late. But I'm not into people's business like that, honestly.
Mark
I'm
Anthony,
not a celebrity
Mark
like,
Anthony
oh, I gotta be, know everything about
the
you.
The baddest bitches
he
in
does.
The world.
He does.
I don't think anybody can fucking even
he does,
fuck with
but
him.
You know what?
He's had like 3 Miss Universes and a J-Lo.
That's right.
And they all want that nigga back.
No, I don't think J-Lo will ever...
Because he a toxic ass nigga. He looked like a toxic motherfucker.
Yeah, because you know what I saw?
Like, I know they was in that
we
movie.
We all hate this shit, guys. Like, y'all need to get this shit together. Let me tell you what we hate.
Are you
if you're with
who,
somebody...
Who are you speaking as right now? Like, who are you taking
I'm,
the flag of representation of?
I saw J-Lo's face. She was standing right next... They were doing their show. I forgot what show it was called.
And
my bad.
Show the J-Lo and Mark.
Yeah, whatever it was. It was like a dancing show.
It was like
a
dancing
show.
Yeah, I seen it.
And
Bailando
por un sueño. There was a Brazilian lady that came out. She was beautiful. Her body was of a goddess. And
he was like,
this
she was
man
like, this
was like,
fuck
his neck was about to break trying to look at this woman's behind. Meanwhile, J-Lo with the most beautiful behind is right next to him on the left, available. And he doesn't give a fuck. He'd rather give... Look at the new ass. What the fuck? I hate that shit. And I know a lot of women out there fucking hate that shit.
I'm sorry.
That's so stupid.
I'm sorry.
Pay attention to what you got.
Power move.
No. Pay attention to what you have, because if you lose it...
Power move. I'm sorry. Mark Anthony.
So just get them jealous a little bit. So what?
You think J-Lo cheated on Mark Anthony? You're out of your fucking mind.
What are you talking about? I didn't say that.
No, I'm saying that. If you think that J-Lo cheated on Mark Anthony, no. Because that nigga had her attention 100% of the time. Like, she had to have, like, a family intervention.
So is that what it is?
Yes. Oh, 100%.
But generally, 100%, like, women, especially 100%. Women like J-Lo, she's not going to cheat on a Mark Anthony.
No.
Why the fuck would she want to cheat on a Mark Anthony? Mark Anthony is Mark Anthony's fucking everything.
He's a
living legend. And I'm sure that she was completely in love with him.
You ever seen that movie,
She was doing it right. She was respecting him.
She wanted to be with him. Actually.
El Cantante, yeah. That's Hector Lavoe's life, though.
I'm sorry. No, that wasn't their life. And they was just like, whoa. Coincidence, there was a nigga that was named Hector Lavoe that did the exact same shit, lived just like you. Nigga, it's you.
Yeah.
That was a page out of their life. This bitch hated that she loved him unconditionally.
Well, sometimes that happens, you know? But that doesn't mean that it's right for that person to do that.
He's a toxic motherfucker.
You know? That's what it is.
Yo, there's not one woman that will speak negative about him. Tell me one that will say anything.
I don't know.
They don't.
I don't look for that kind of stuff.
God.
Yeah, I don't. No, I don't think so.
Look it up.
Okay, I will.
No, at least that.
I don't have time for that shit. But
I don't know if it was the first Miss Universe or the second Miss Universe that was his wife. But one of the Miss Universe bitches said that shit. Talking about like crying over fucking Don Francisco Presenta and shit. Over some dick.
But that's not what it's all about.
Miss Universe crying over some dick.
That's not what it's all about. It's the whole package.
The whole package mentality. Of what? Being Mark Anthony's wife?
Yes, Mark Anthony. That man sings like a god.
Does he sing to her, though?
I mean, it don't even matter at that point. That man is Mark Anthony.
Stupid up!
Man, it's Mark Anthony. God, Mark Anthony can sing, boy. Ooh!
I don't think Mark Anthony can change a motherfucking light bulb, but that nigga can sing.
Right.
He can sing.
One of my favorite songs of his.
One of my kids is this. Like, y'all better get a like human chair ladder or whatever and change his light bulb, because
let me see.
Daddy gotta sing.
What are you doing?
I didn't like Mark Anthony's like venture into English music.
No, me either.
It was whack.
Whack.
Hey, yo, Mark.
Kind of like Stevie B.
Hey, yo, Mark. We know you a legend.
Why did I say Stevie B? From back in the day, like,
Stevie
I think,
B,
what is
yeah.
it, the 80s?
Stevie B is the new addition, nigga.
Stevie B?
No, it
wasn't Stevie B. It was,
He was just a motherfucking, like, loving hip-hop, wasn't he?
Stevie B, no.
Wait, like, that Stevie B? Stevie J.
No, Stevie B is like a freestyle dude from the 80s, like
Stevie
fly B. music, like Spring Love and all that. He sung
Love You All, Habibi. I don't know.
Nah. Yes. Yeah, so, dímelo. Cuéntame.
Cuéntame tú. Tú eres la rica.
Tú eres la rica.
You've been making money out here for a long time. Please tell somebody how to make some money.
You know what? Consistency. I wake up every single day and I go get it, and I know that I'm gonna go get it, and so as long as I'm in that positive mindset and nobody disrupts it, I am good. I will go get what I need, and I learn from different people how different people make money, and if I'm ever in a situation where I need to get out of a hole, then I just am very resourceful, and that's the key word, being resourceful. Okay?
Because there's two things. There's people with resources, and then there's people that are resourceful. Right?
Exactly.
You gotta be one or the other, or salami frito.
Exactly. I tend to be both of those.
Salami frito?
I don't know what that means.
Salami frito?
I don't know.
You ain't never had no fried salami?
Oh, salami frito.
Yeah, nigga, like, that wasn't one word.
Oye, salami frito. These Dominicans, like, he'll be like,
no, okay. I didn't just invent like a language. I am not the Prince of Agrabah talking about like a salami frito.
Ooh, speaking of, ooh, it would be nice to eat some Egyptian food right now.
Uber Eats, cut the check.
No, we need to go. Well, it's only 7:17. No, we don't need to go anywhere. We can order some stuff right here. But one of my most favorite Marc Anthony songs is a song, Hasta Ayer.
Hasta Ayer fue cuando yo te enamoré.
Remember that song?
No.
You don't know Hasta Ayer?
Not at all. I do not. Hold on, I'm going to pull it up.
Pull it up.
Not pull it out. I said pull it up.
No, I said pull it up.
I know you. I know what you said, but I was clarifying what I was. Don't put words in my mouth. That was a lot faster than I did. Okay, you know what you're doing, right? You're getting me sued. Stop. Because look, the way that I play it, it's just going to be on our headphones, right? And it's not going to sound, you know, for the public. They
okay,
just don't have to believe us on it. But that's how I stay not sued.
Yeah.
You get me? And,
absolutely.
You know, they take the...
No,
yo, you know, I got my first supporter. Like, okay, so... I use a service called Anchor.fm, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the website, Anchor.fm, right? And their service to, like, you know, for you to make a podcast and all that good stuff. And, you know, they help you with all the good shit, right? And they have a little part of it where you can get listener support. So listener support is basically you go, you know, you find it on our page at baseball.com. And you say, yo, you want to support this podcast. And so what it does is that you can... decide, you know, exactly however much you want, you know, you set your own number or whatever, but whatever X amount, you know, they'll charge you that amount monthly or whatever, and that's, you know, you showing support to the podcast, right? So it's like, my podcast is free, right? But if you want to support it, you know, because there's costs involved and all that good stuff, right? And if you want to support it and whatnot, you can, right? By just... I thought that was dope. I didn't even know.
Like becoming a follower in that way.
No, not just becoming a follower, but follower because it's a free. You're just a follower. You get it, right?
Yeah.
But it's going above that, you know, above the fold. You get me? It's like, oh, you know, like oh, I'm listening and you know, like I'm supporting them. You know, thank you for providing, you know, like something que a mí me gusta. You know.
Yeah.
So like yo here, you know, because yo at the end of the day, if I have to do other moves outside of you know like oh charging you on some pay per view shit. To make money off of, you know, like, whatever efforts I'm putting forth here. So, you know, like, I appreciate it. You get me? And so I got my first supporter. They pledged, I'm not going to say the amount, but they pledged X amount. And then, you know, and I appreciate that so much. And I'm even going to shout him out. Yo, shout out to Jose Guerrero Pepe. That's my dude. That's my guy.
That's he used to work with shout me. Shout out to him.
He used to work with me back in La Rumba days when I was doing that shit. He's always believing in me. And I appreciate that. You know, like people, a lot of people coming out of the woodwork now that they see that I'm back up in my senses. You got me?
How did you come back in your senses?
It was this Ecuadorian chick, right?
Ecuadorian, no, out of all people?
Of all people, no. What? Actually, the first step was recognizing that, you know, like, that, you know, that I have to get out of this funk, right? And you can recognize it 1,000 directions or whatever, 1,000 times or whatever, but the most obvious solution is the one that you want to ignore first, right? You'll go through every scenario, you'll think, be like, oh, yeah, maybe if I, you know, change my shoelaces before you decide, hey, maybe I need to change the people around me. You know what I mean? And once I made that decision, loneliness occurred, but then after that, slowly but surely, you know, doing what I have to do, doing what I loved, you know, at the time, you know, because, you know, that's the only thing that was keeping me going, just, you know, like, you know, and what, and by chance, with the support of family, support of my friend, you know, that looked out, you know, that came through on some, just, you know, like, oh, let's hang out, it's been a while, to see that, yo, you know, I see that you're not at the place where you used to be and took a genuine interest, right? And reminding me who I was because honestly, I had forgotten. You get me? I had forgotten. I had people telling me like, yo, it's Raymond. Yo, it's you. Yo, what are you talking about? And I'm just over here like, I ain't shit. because I put myself in those circles. You know what I mean? And so it took getting myself out of it, you know? And I'm blessed, you know? I'm blessed to be on the other side of it. And that's why I'm not ashamed to talk about it. I'm not. I'll give you some insight. Holla at me. Seriously. You're going through a bad time, holla at me. I'll talk you off a ledge. I had to do it to me.
And you know what?
I can do it for you. Trust me, I'm convinced.
What you just said is very godly. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go... We go through things. We go through our trials and tribulations. We don't know why the fuck we have to go through certain things at times, right? But, like, when we find ourselves on the other side, the only way that you can help somebody else is I've been through it, dude. I've been through it, girl. I'll help you. All you gotta do is, like, this. You know what I mean?
And I know there's stages, you know? Because, like... There's stages of it. Like, I realize it now that there's stages, you know. There's the stages of, oh, you know, like, I'm at the stage where it's just like, I gotta get over the embarrassment of the realization of, oh, shit. Now that I'm like, I wanna be good, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then you start being like, oh, shit. You start being more receptive to what's been going on in the absence of you paying attention to it, right? And you see yourself where you're at, and then it's an embarrassment. It's like, how the fuck I get here? And embarrassment is one of those things that in yourself, you project it.
You can project it.
You can. You will.
And you will. 100%. You will.
There's no... You will. All embarrassment is projected. Yeah. There's no real embarrassment.
But really, all you gotta do is think shake that shit off.
Think about how many times have you actually been embarrassed because somebody said, oh, shit, da-da-da-da-da-da, rather than something happened and you thought, oh, shit, they must have thought da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Very little.
I agree.
The times that somebody could have said something embarrassing me, I whipped right back like, bah, 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 you stupid ass bitch, you know, on some like, ooh, you're like, it wasn't nothing. But the times that, you know, like that just thoughts, yo, probably, yo, they probably looking at me like this and this, that fucked with me.
That's fucked a human thing. So hard. I feel like there's a time and where everybody goes through that. And I know
people fuck with that. Like, I'm not lying. It's true. Mm-hmm. You felt that way, right?
Of course. It's a human
fuck
thing.
Fuck that shit, right?
It's a human thing, I'm telling you. But you know what?
Talk more.
Yeah. Communication is key. And
we don't communicate no more. We think we're communicating
right,
more.
Right, because we're like using our cell phones and texting, but we're communicating less.
Broadcasting more, talking less.
Right. That's a good way of putting it. And, you know, I definitely don't wish that I never went through that. I am 100% happy that I did. It made me who I am today, and because of that, then I know who the fuck I am, and I can intel if anybody ever needed it for whatever reason, possibly help somebody else. And you know what? I couldn't ask for anything else because that makes me happy. Giselle? Who's Giselle? Giselle's a person that is has a very much an entrepreneurial / hippie mindset. I like
what
to
do
be.
Your haters say?
Haters? I don't
in
think
your
I
mind.
Have an, I don't think
I wanna know. I wanna know no. Everybody,
no, I really don't think I have I don't think about haters.
Everybody
like, I don't
thinks
think that,
about them niggas or fuck them niggas, you know, blah, 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 you know, you know.
I don't think about haters. I feel like there's definitely people that wish me
doubters,
wrong.
Okay, lo mala fe, lo que te dan mal ojo. What is it that, like in your mind, because it's in your mind, right?
I think I put that wrong. Let me retract that. It's not that I even think about that. I honestly don't put attention
you're
on
successful.
Negativity.
You're not going to tell me you ain't got a hater.
Honestly, like, if I do...
You're successful.
Then thank you.
You're successful.
Because...
You got some haters. I'm going to need you to reevaluate
that's
your
all
friendships.
I gotta say. But let me retract what I said earlier.
Retract.
You know,
this ain't the one.
Because
woman.
There's times. No, there's times where like we might say something just like out on the spliff.
My wish.
But it's not. It's not what I meant. I genuinely don't think that I legitimately have haters. I really don't.
You have to.
No, I really don't.
You have to.
I really don't.
You do.
You're I really
successful.
Don't think
Giselle,
I do.
I know you do.
I really don't think
you got
I
a
do.
Couple of friends that ain't your friends.
Maybe.
You do.
Maybe.
Everybody does.
Maybe, but I don't think
everybody
about
does.
That. I don't.
Oh no, no, that's good. That
I'm
you
not
don't
thinking
about it.
Like
that's good.
Which one of my friends like
oh,
really
no,
hates?
No, no, no. Don't,
like
don't,
that's
don't.
Not who I am.
Yeah, don't explode your mind on it. But you have to understand that it's just as much as you mean.
Did you just hit your head on the microphone?
No, that was the hat. But yo, bring. Thank you for bringing attention to it. You
sorry, but
Serbert.
I just saw you like hit it like Woody Woodpecker, and I had.
Wow.
Ow! That's right.
Con más de 100 kilowatts de potencia. Estamos aquí en La Patrona. 109.98. What is that?
That's I have like no idea. HD it was channel. Just like some weird gratis, ADD gratis,
gratis.
Moment.
Estamos aquí. Domingo. Domingo.
Domingo.
Gratis, gratis, gratis. Directamente desde Monterrey. Los Águilas del Norte.
Okay, we just went completely west. Like, what the fuck?
West?
Yeah, west.
We can go east, north. Look,
I feel
if you
like
stand on North
west.
Pole, every direction is south.
Okay.
Talk to me about direction. Nobody knows shit.
Nah.
Stand on the east motherfucking coast. There ain't no east coast. That's weird, right? There's a north and south pole, but ain't no east or west pole. Why? Because they don't exist, bitch.
Why is that?
Because they don't exist.
Why?
Because if I'm standing somewhere and every direction is north or south, I don't exist. If I'm a direction.
Can you rap, Raymond? Can you really rap?
Can I rap?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Light it.
All right. You can?
I can rap. So. Yeah, I can rap. I mean, I'm not the best freestyler in the world or anything like that. But, I mean, like, yo, I wish that I had the conviction or the confidence in myself that I have now on my musical ability. Back when I was, like, doing the club shit and I was making, like, good money and I had money that I could throw you. Because I'm not a dick sucker. I'm not an ass kisser, nothing like that. I suck at selling myself to other people.
Yo,
you know why?
Let me tell you something. If there's one thing that
myself,
I can tell you about Raymond.
Ever gave me a dollar for shit.
Zone. First of all, I don't call him Raymond. Like, if I call him Raymond, I'm mad at him. Like, he's done. He has done some stupid shit and now I gotta call him by his fucking full last name. He's my close friend, by the way. There has been never anything between us.
Shut up. We almost got into a fight the other day.
No, I meant like romantically. There's never been anything between
Who
us for us to have like anything like that. No, I.
You just put it into everybody's head now.
No, I literally
now
was
everybody's
just.
Everybody's saying Giselle and Raymond are fucking.
Who's everybody? That's you.
Everybody.
I was just putting out. Before you said
you don't
that.
You have haters, so you're good.
Hey, before you said that, I was literally just saying that there's never been anything between us romantically, and then you interrupted, and then you said your thing. So I was just reiterating what I started off with, and what I started off with was there's never been anything romantic with me and Raymond, but the reason why I was mad at
Not
him,
romantic.
Because Raymond, or Zon, I call him Zon when we're like at the studio, like chilling with artists, like doing our thing, whatever, but like if...
Yo, you, every time I've ever called you, you even call me Queech.
Oh, no, that's recent. Y'all gotta hear this shit.
Oh, no, no,
we
no,
went
stop.
To a cafe
stop.
In Norcross.
We don't hang out.
Whatever. We went to a cafe in Norcross.
We don't hang out. What are you talking
and
about?
And this dude literally
I buy
said...
I jewelry from you. Shut up.
All right.
I have no jewelry.
You're about to be blinged out. It's gonna
I
look...
I worked for it, yo. Honestly, it's a lot of work.
Exactly.
It's been a lot of work.
No, but listen, like, honestly, we went to this cafe spot, Cafe 45 in Norcross, and there's a sign.
I didn't even know the name of it.
There's a sign outside. I know because I've brought them business, and I've also had
check.
An art show. Not me personally, but I got an art show into the Cafe 45 location a couple of years back with an artist, a photographer guy that I knew. But
little
moving
light,
forward
light
with you.
Eye guy, motherfucker.
Who?
The light-eyed guy, the little... I forget where
you're making
from.
Me lose my train of thought. I don't even know what the heck
you
I was about
that
to
movie?
Say.
The one that was like, I lost my train of thought. It was a train that's like going over a cliff.
Oh,
animated.
My God.
It's hilarious.
So wait, we were talking about Cafe 45. You were talking about... Oh, okay. So going back
the
to...
The photographer, whatever.
No, yeah, but forget the photographer. We're talking about you.
Hi.
and your capabilities. And I only call you Raymond when I'm mad at you. The other day, this kid literally did something so damn goofy. He didn't know. I forgive him. But
you was mad at me hard. You was mad at me like I did it on purpose. Like I planned this shit.
But it's just because, you know, and I understand he's a big kid. And sometimes honestly, fuck like you. Hold on a second. There's a portion of us that like, hey, you know what? Let's stay kids. Let's stay like imaginative and let's stay fun and let's stay like playful all the time because that's what keeps us young. And we're only getting older. I don't care how old you are on the airways. I don't care if you're 22, 20, 21. You're getting older, son. You're getting older, girl. So don't think that you're getting any younger. You're just getting older. So with that being said,
that don't mean shit.
Age is really nothing. It means nothing because I've known some really young kids that are really mature for their age. Like it's like they've lived life beyond. It's incredible.
Let me tell you, maturity is one of those things that fucking people with a lot of responsibilities get mad at people with less responsibilities about, and they say maturity is the problem. No, it's what you got on your plate, not my plate. You get me?
That's not necessarily true because it all depends.
I enjoy my life, and at this end of the day, I take advantage that I have certain non-responsibilities that a lot, like at my age, shit, 95% of the people that I fucking used to fuck with don't enjoy. And you enjoy this with me. I don't have no kids.
Yeah.
I don't got no family. I don't got no responsibilities for nobody else. It's just me.
And I love my family. And I always make sure that, like, if something hits the fan, like, me and my family, we unite. And we unite like bumblebees and ants.
Absolutely. I understand that. And I commend you on it. But remember, as it stands, your dad's still around. Your mom's still around. You're not the responsible party.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so grateful for that.
You're not the responsible party in the family.
I wake up every single day grateful for that.
As somebody that's a parent, you're the responsible party.
No, that's not necessarily true.
What are you talking about? Talking about your family, your household? Yes, you, the parents, are the responsible party. But of the, correct time, mind frame, that things
it
are still under
on,
you.
Okay, so it depends on where you're at in life. Like, that is true for somebody that's younger. And a lot of people that are on this podcast, or they could be, they're very young, right? But there comes a certain time in your life that could happen. Whether you have your mom or your dad, right? There comes a time in your life, and this could happen when you're very young, and I hope it doesn't. Like, and very young means like you're 20, you're 18, you're 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, and you're having to be responsible for your parents' well-being. That's a whole different level of maturity that only people that go through that understand what happens when you go through that and the level of maturity that you have to get to in order to make sure that every single day, that means 24 hours, it's not 5 minutes, not 10 minutes, not 15, it's 24 hours a day that you make sure that your people are good. And that is your wholehearted responsibility as a good human being.
I know
morally.
You have brothers and sisters, right?
No, I have two sisters.
Oh, you have no brothers.
I have no brothers, but I do have brothers that are, you know, like friends that are brothers. Like,
no,
brothers,
I'm talking about your actual family.
No, like blood, like I have two sisters.
They both have kids.
No. My older sister has kids.
Your older sister?
My baby sister doesn't have kids, no.
Your baby sister's young?
She's young.
Obviously, I was going to say, is she younger than you?
She's young. She's a baby.
Okay,
yeah.
like, but she's like over, like she's an adult, right?
I mean, legally within Georgia.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like here. She's an adult though?
I mean, she is well-rounded human being. You know, when you're
is
at a certain age.
Or not?
Huh?
Is she still like family fed or not? Is she on her own? She's standing on her own.
No, like my little sister's a G. Like she's
right,
always
she a G.
Been
all right, cool.
Like she's
so
cool.
We're talking about an adult.
Yeah. Like
right,
she's cool.
Her suelve.
Yeah, there's no. Here's the thing. Like when people put each other in categories, that's where the misunderstandings come in. Like it's more like that person can handle themselves. And it's not like an adult, it's not a child, because a child could literally probably take care of an adult. There's too many children right now that are literally taking care of their kids, their parents, I'm sorry, their parents right now, and their whole family. They're making guap, bro. TikTok is changing the whole fucking game, and it's been changing it, and it's insane. And then
I don't support the Chinese. I'm kidding.
I'm just saying, like, TikTok is changing it with YouTube and everything else that's out there.
Ain't changing
Facebook,
nothing.
Instagram. No, it really is.
Ain't
because,
changing nothing. It just got because real, now, a lot more popular.
What you were just saying is like, Instagram, oh, like Snapchat. When you're the parents, yeah, that's like back in the 60s type of mentality, 70s, 80s. Like the parents were like, oh yeah, like we're taking care of this. Now you got the Britney Spears and the Justin Biebers and all these influencers taking care of their parents, making sure that they're good. It's the other way around. Life is changing right before our eyes, and you got to keep up with that shit.
I mean, what do you...
I'm not saying that's like the majority of people, but I'm saying, think about it. How many influencers out there are actually now taking care of their parents? You feel me? Like, because they're the ones that are popping. They're the ones that are going out there like, hey, y'all, like, how, like, blah, blah, blah. They just know how to do it.
Isn't that the circle of life?
Not really. Who would have thought? Never in the history
What happens to your mama when she's 75 and shit like that? Who's taking care of mama then? Not mama. That's the flow of life. That's how they got to it quicker.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
They got to it quicker. Don't make me feel bad because somebody got to it quicker.
He's right. You're right. That's it. That is the circle of life. That's what you're supposed to do. Yes, I agree with you. But what I'm saying
is... white people that got it fucked up.
No, what I'm saying is now there's really young people. That's what I meant to say. There's really young people literally like killing it and making sure their family's good. And I applaud that.
That's dope.
I applaud that. When in the history of life have you ever seen a bunch of really young people below 18 years old make serious money and turn around and take care of their families, bro? Like, I think that is commendable.
It's the new Hollywood, though.
It is.
It's the new Hollywood. We don't see no new child stars. Not like, you know, like famous, like, oh, like a Macaulay Culkin
the
guy.
The Shirley Temples, like.
Nah, they don't exist.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin. Michael Jackson.
Nigga, who the fuck is Logan
Janet
Paul?
Janet Jackson. Who?
Logan Paul. I know I've seen some videos before where he's
Logan
in, like,
Paul's cool,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, who the fuck is... You see the house that he live in?
Why does it sound like rain?
Because you be raining on motherfuckers' parades.
I be raining.
You be raining on the parade. I was talking about Logan Paul. You worried about the rain. Sometimes it's gonna rain.
Bro, because I all of a sudden thought... I got you. Oh my God.
That was perfect. I'm sorry. Cañón. Boom.
Boom.
Giselle, you know that I...
This is a great conversation.
Yo te tengo cariño. Because you know what? And you're taking me back there. Right now, it's a very special moment going on over there. And you hit me up, and I felt like the way that you were talking to me very direct, like, yo, I was like, something's up. So, like, yeah, I'm not doing nothing.
I appreciate you for that.
You got me? So, I knew something
was up. Caesar, shout out to you, because honestly, like, I'm here right now because... I might be an asshole to you, right? Not you directly. I'm saying, like, Raymond. I was looking
You're
at Raymond.
You're a fucking asshole.
But it's because I care. Because I know what Raymond is capable of. And Raymond was down. And I saw Raymond, and I was like, I'm here to fucking remind you. God told me, by the way, it's God. And whoever doesn't believe in God, y'all better change that shit. Because I'm telling you, God is real. God told me, hey... come over here and wake this man up. And that's what I did ask him.
I woke up.
Go ahead.
You woke me up, yeah. You woke me up. You like?
He's a beast. If y'all don't know it, if he can just...
I've always known it. Look,
he's a fucking beast. Raymond is a beast. Like, he will beat a lot of motherfuckers out here, okay? That think there's something. I'm telling you. Raymond wakes up, it's over for you.
I'm not in competition with nobody.
It's not about being in competition with anybody. It's the fact that people think that they're better than you and they talk down to you in front of me, and I don't like that. You feel me?
Why the fuck you never tell me who the fuck this is?
He knows exactly who that is, because I wouldn't even be saying this if it wasn't addressed to me first, honestly. Like, I'm a defensive friend. If I fucks with you, then
wait,
me
wait,
and
wait,
you,
wait,
like,
wait,
if
wait,
you
wait,
tell
you ain't
me
never
that
told
you
me about this.
We're not even going to proceed because, like,
that's going to be a, like, side a private note.
Yeah, that's a side note. But I'm going to tell
am
you.
Am I, like, completely off
when,
over here? Like,
when I'm. No. Yeah, in your mind, because you addressed something to me. And so that's why I just said that on air. Like,
on air, but we're not live.
Well,
I mean, it's in an Elida now.
It's right? in Elida.
It's over Wi-Fi.
That's what I just said.
AirPods.
So
IMAXes.
On wait, air. Wait. He corrected me only to defend what I just said. At
I
the
correct.
End.
I don't correct you. I correct you.
Yeah. Okay.
You like that? That was beautiful. I don't correct you. I perfect
sorry.
You.
Sorry. I'm a fist bump you, but I'm gonna tell you this wait, right now. That, I know wait, that Raymond
that was
is no a beast.
Hate. That was a beautiful thing.
And I know that he's capable of a lot of things. And this is, and in any way, shape, or form, ever get this confused. Like, Raymond and I have always been friends, and we've never crossed any kind of lines. And I just wanted to make that clear because he's been very respectful to me. And so I would never want anybody to think anything other than that, right? Because I'm defending him right now. But he does have the capability of going out there and blowing and just making something huge in the world happen for him and his life. That's all. Over thank and you. Out.
Over and out. Popping. Strategories.
Yeah.
Are you gonna smoke your nail?
Yeah.
Yo, pasa pa' acá cuando que. You said, let's go over there to the crib to. And then we came over here and you. And then I didn't get to. Like, I like dancing. I didn't cha-cha-cha at all. How you just go cha-cha-cha
listen,
all the cha-cha-cha and I can't cha-cha-cha?
I am taking
no,
dance
cha-cha-cha.
Classes. And shout out to my cousin Catherine because she's a beast as well at she what cute. She does. You know what? Yes, she is.
Tú no presentas a nadie.
Okay, then I will. Catherine, get ready. You're going to get presented to Raymond. And
see, look, when you got
and if he
friends that
fucks
say
with
fuck
you, you tell me because I'm a motherfucker.
They gotta
take care
put you
that
on.
Shit,
they
okay?
gotta put you on to their friends, right? If you don't put me on to your friends,
this is my
well,
cousin.
Why not?
This is my
so,
family.
What's up? Oh, so I'm not good enough for you? We're not gonna have this combo.
You crazy?
Like, damn right.
No, not. My cousin is the shit. Honestly, like this is like my sister.
Not.
Like we grew up together. When we
if
were little, we had
your,
like dance
presence,
competitions.
I could bless her presence.
And you know what? That's another thing. Like Raymond knows how to dance really well. Like
I try.
He does. He can dance. He can throw
I
it down.
I try not embarrass bitches. Not playing.
No. Like you, I know that if you were to dance with Catherine, then y'all would dance really good together because you guys kind of dance in
you
a way
need to
where.
Stop with that name, like Catherine. I've danced with Catherine. Trust me.
Oh my gosh!
It's the
shout
one
out
thing we
Catherine.
Do well.
No, so that's my cousin. On. Her so name is Catherine with a C.
Oh, I might be cool with that. It's a whole different kind of cat.
Catherine with the C.
It's a whole different kind of cat.
Yeah. That's my road dog. That's
I don't
my,
need no more catastrophic.
She's a dancer, y'all. Like, she can throw it down. I love dancers. Shout out to all the dancers out there. I fucking love you guys, especially that one Brazilian guy. I'm in love with you. I love you. I can't wait until one day I can meet you. Like, fucking awesome. I forgot
fuck
your name
guy.
Right whoever now because I've been drinking
that.
A little bit. But
Flavio.
No, I
every
totally
Brazilian's
forgot
name
his
is Flavio
name.
Flavio somewhere.
Wait, do you
I'm
remember
ready.
That night? Wait, hold on. We gotta tell them this night. Do you remember that night
nope.
that we were doing this game show hosting? And then you were like, okay, where? So what's that guy's name?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you tell that story, please?
All right, I don't exactly remember the pretext to it, but
okay.
I know that we were just like, all right, if you had one person to call to say who is the name of this actor, it was like, what were we thinking about? We were thinking about the lead character of Entourage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, the one person that I would call right now.
Yeah, and so
person.
He asked me, what's that
and
guy's name? And I said,
him.
I have
she
no
called.
Idea, but you know what? I have one person
you
that if I could call, if it was the $1 million call, I would call this person.
Without a hesitation.
Without a hesitation, dialed. I dialed.
You dialed.
And it
she
was on speakerphone.
She didn't even wait for me to say that. She dialed. And
exactly.
I just played along. She probably didn't even know what I was going to do. But, like, when she, like, talked to her, I was like, all right, the next voice you're going to hear is Giselle. Look, that's only in your ears. Stop. Okay? That's only here. Yo, you're going to.
Yeah.
I'm, like,
yeah.
I
and
I
so then
you,
I called.
It's only in your ears.
I called.
Anyway,
and then what?
You call. And then I take over. I was like, all right, well, we are here. And Giselle's making her way to $1 million now. This is her lifeline. The next voice you're going to hear is Giselle. Giselle, go ahead.
And I was
Giselle
like,
goes like,
listen, what's the guy? Like, I was out of breath.
I was just running. And She asked the question, and Shorty said the answer so excited. She was like, she didn't even finish. She didn't, like, she had A, B, C, and D answers. She said the A, and this bitch was like,
it's true. I couldn't believe she knew that. I mean,
no, you could believe
no,
it.
No, yeah, I could believe it. That was my lifeline. And that I won $1 million, y'all. Yep.
You won $1 million, like, in love. In love. And you know when you buy.
One day, he owes me $1 million. Boom. What? It's on the airway.
Me? Look, I owe me, you owe me, all right?
$1 million.
We owe each other. That was going to go four ways. But anyway, isn't that a beautiful painting?
No, it's not. I fucking hate that painting.
Look, I'm sorry. You better stop. Because that painting, when I look at it, I look at a picture.
Like you're going to allow me to take that painting.
No. Yeah,
and
stop,
I'm going to record burning that shit.
Stop. You need to listen to me. Mm-hmm. I look at that painting. And what I look at is a painting of like a 17th century ballroom. People standing around, women standing around in dresses, long black hair, blondes or whatever. And then it was stretched out. That's what I see there. And that's why I love that painting.
Well, you could put that
art
painting
is what you see. Art is what you see in it. It's not what anybody else sees.
Before you cause an accident.
Look,
and
you bobbed, I weaved. Things happen.
No, that's not what happened. And we're definitely not going to go into that on here because that's going to change my whole mood.
Are we going to fight about this again?
Like, look, yeah, no.
This was not purpose. It was not on purpose. You know that.
Okay, let's not retract.
Nothing happened on purpose. It was just I was trying to wake you up. And then in the process of that, you adjusted yourself, which then an inappropriately adjusted painting slid under the tank.
Look, just like your roommate Kachia says, if a situation happens where you're at, you could legally sue somebody for something that happened.
Fabio going to be mad as fuck.
So, with that being said, I would never do that because that's not even how my mind works to begin with.
But
I just said that I brought it up because where I'm at.
You researched it when you got home. Because, like, honestly, I could fuck that nigga up.
No, that's not. You got to be careful because where we're at is exactly where I was told that.
What?
I don't even want to go there on here.
Actually, what the fuck are you talking about?
Where
you were told what?
Yeah, you don't want me to go there right now.
Wait, this is new to me. What does that mean?
It's not new to him. Okay.
Where we're
Kachia
at
has
is,
actually said
oh,
out
something
here.
I said.
Kachia and him have actually said in front of me that they would sue somebody for some bullshit. And I disagree with that. Like, if it's a friend and
we
they committed.
We would never do that shit.
Yeah, whatever. Like, both of you said that shit outside. I didn't want to say that
well,
on here. And I was trying not to.
Like,
I was trying not to say that on here. But you kept digging. So here
actually,
I am. I'm telling you what exactly.
What you're saying,
and no, you do. Because we were playing baseball outside. You were hitting the wall. And Kachia was standing right there, and I said, Kachia, move to the left because I don't want to hit your nuts, dude. Like, I might accidentally hit because I'm not good
at
hitting. Shout out to Kachia. But sorry, dude. Like, that, I'm not even trying to put your shit out there, but fucking dumbass Raymond over here always
dumbass
with the
Raymond.
Shit. Yeah, you.
The one that supports.
Yeah.
It's the one that fucking loves you and knows you the most and loves you the best in the fucking
Thank
worst
you.
Ways.
I appreciate you.
Shut up.
I love you too.
Yo, what's up with that Egyptian food?
We can go get it.
Flex. You said we're gonna get it delivered, COVID free.
No, I didn't say that.
Yo, so it's gonna turn into COVID 2020?
COVID 2020?
You know how it's COVID 19? It's gonna be like COVID 20? It's a strain now, nigga. You heard about the strain? It's a strain now, nigga.
No, I don't even want to go into COVID. My God, like, everything is COVID. You know, like, how do you guys feel about wearing masks everywhere? And look, I'm not an anti-masker person, but think about where we are. like, I'm a very safe person. Whether I'm at my place of business, we make sure everything is sanitized. We're always wearing our mask. We ask for the public to please wear their mask. But if in case they come in and they're not wearing their mask, it's kind of like... No, I mean, it is, but it's not. It's like, it's their right not to come in.
Their right to what? It's your right to not let them in. It's your place of business.
Exactly. Exactly. So it goes both ways. But just to let you know that we respect both ways.
Giselle, in my life, do you know how many times people get fucking confused? They think that a place that is open for business to the public is a public area where they have the right to be at. No, you do not have the right to be anywhere unless Uncle Sam says this is like a, you know, like a park or a, you know, like where they, whoever owns the right to tell you to get the hell on out, you have to get the hell on out. I don't give a fuck if I let 1,000 people in through the door. It doesn't matter. This is not up to the public. This is my shit. You are, like, if I do not want you to come into my establishment, fuck out of here. People don't understand that. They think that, oh, no, es un lugar público. Yo puedo estar metiendo, bitch. I can drag you out of your hair out of here and say this person did not want to fucking leave. My place. Oh, okay. What? Ain't nobody fucking taking over my... Nigga,
we do check this out. Business. Like, fuck for that. Instance, today.
I'm gonna get up for a second, but keep on talking.
No, why are keep you up? Getting up?
I'm listening. You're gonna hear me talking.
Okay. Yeah, so somebody came in without their mask, and I felt some type of way. My dad wasn't wearing his.